quality air,
and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green locomotive.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community and seeing what we have going on each week. Now, today I'm bringing on Rob Harsh as a guest, and oh boy, does he have a lot going on. He's an adventurer, a coach. He's been leading and guiding people in business, outdoor adventure, and personal growth for 20 years. He's going to talk about his adventures in climbing, kayaking, mountain biking. Oh boy, I'm telling you, this is a jam-packed show full of all kinds of different adventures and information and takeaways that will help you live a healthier lifestyle. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Rob Harsh in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Rob.
Hey, Drew, thanks for having me. It's really awesome to be here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. You got so much going on. I don't even know where to start. You got so much going on. How did you begin this journey of everything you're doing? Have you always been active? Have you always been doing something, or is it a newer type of thing in your life?
You know, I think I've always just been a seeker in my life. You know, from a really young age, I really loved getting into the outdoors. The outdoors initially kind of was my church. You know, it's kind of where I went to find peace. It's where I went to challenge myself. It's where I went to learn these bigger lessons in life. And the journey has evolved throughout my life. And, you know, it's a full circle journey, man. I've kind of come back in my later years to my roots, and all those lessons I learned through all the years, you know, all the ups and downs, all the good and bad, has really, you know, taught me how to embrace adversity and really be successful in life.
And so do you have something, like I'm looking at the things that you do, like you do, you're climbing, kayaking, mountain biking. I know you do endurance running or competing. What, do you have anything that's a favorite for yourself, or are they all kind of mixed in together?
I really just, it's funny, you know, I think I really just love the mountains. There's something about the mountains, you know, there's an energy in the mountains. You know, I live in Boulder, Colorado, and it's funny, it's a very popular place. A lot of people are moving here, and there's just an energy here, you know, an energy in the mountains, an energy in the forest. So I love getting out on running. Running is my forte. But as part of my adventure travel company, you know, my main focus is taking people on these amazing treks around the world. You know, there's something about the pace of hiking through the mountains. You know, you could go at a fast pace, or you could go at a slower pace, depending on what you like to do. But, you know, it allows you to really immerse yourself in the environment. It allows you to look around. It allows you to engage with others, you know, just immerse in the culture of a place. So I think really I kind of focus on that as a forte, but, you know, I've kind of done it all. You know, I've kayaked rivers and oceans and lakes. I've done sailing trips. I've done climbing trips. I've done mountain biking trips, you know, and for a long time I competed at a very high level, doing adventure racing and ultra marathons all over the world. So now it's kind of like, now my focus is like giving back and being of service. You know, adventure and fitness really changed my life in a lot of ways. And, you know, my company and what I'm trying to do with others is help them explore that part of their lives and get out and see the world from a different perspective. And you know, adding in a little bit of a challenge really is a fulfilling thing. You know, when people see that they can accomplish so much more than they thought they could, it's amazing to watch people make that breakthrough in their lives. So my trips are all about empowering people to step into their perceived barriers and kind of break through and discover all these amazing things that they didn't know about themselves.
And when you take people on these adventures, how do you show them? Like, how do you tell them that they can push on or they can get over that ridge? What is your message as you're going through this in action?
You know, it's funny, you know, because a lot of times, you know, people, you know, come face to face with some of the things they fear, in this environment. I mean, they get out of their kind of normal everyday life. This is what we do when we go on vacation. You know, it's a way to kind of, you know, go beyond our everyday life. But when I take people on an adventure, let's say Machu Picchu, and we're trekking through the Andes Mountains and we're, you know, we're around these enormous peaks, you know, 16, 17, 18,000 feet, you know, and we're climbing up to altitude. You know, people undoubtedly bump up against some of their fears and anxieties. And for somebody like me who's kind of, you know, I won't say I've done it all, but, you know, I've done a lot. You know, I have really great friends who've climbed Mount Everest and you know, done far, far for more than I have. But, you know, through my experience, I tend to bring out, you know, this part of people that they didn't know they had, you know, and I can help empower them and inspire them to kind of keep stepping forward. Cause that's what this journey about in life is about. You know, it's just putting one step in front of the other. And, you know, the way to really overcome fear is just to step into it. So what I do on my trips is I create a container. Yeah, we're going and we're stepping, you know, beyond our boundaries. And I'm not pushing people, you know, past their breaking points. I'm just allowing them to step a little bit further than they normally would. And, you know, reaching, you know, the top of that mountain or the top of some pass or getting through a really hard day and watching the absolute joy and fulfillment people have by overcoming that challenge is a real gift. You know, and it really inspires me to watch people step into that and have the courage to do that. And you know, it's not all about challenge. You know, it's also about fun. You know, we're going out and experiencing life and really just embracing the moment.
How do you think that, like, those challenges through the outdoors, let's say, how does that transfer to everyday life from the business owners or parents or different types of people in their everyday life to more strenuous activity in the outdoors?
I think there's a lot of embedded lessons in going out and having adventures out in nature. You know, nature is raw. You know, you can experience anything at any moment out in nature. I mean, you're out in the elements, so you've got to deal with weather. There's a lot of unexpected things that happen. You know, I think every one of my trips, you know, we have an itinerary, and we try and structure it in a way which is manageable, but a lot of things come up when you're traveling, especially these international trips. A lot of unexpected things happen and a lot of beautiful things happen, in those unexpected moments, you know, things that wouldn't have happened otherwise if you had planned them. So going on these trips is a little bit about learning how to go with the flow, and it's learning how to surrender, a little bit, you know. I believe that the way to overcome adversity is not to, it's not about overcoming adversity. It's about embracing adversity and surrendering yourself to whatever's there. So, you know, when somebody's out on a trip with me and you know, we're going through something that's unexpected, you know, I encourage people to embrace that. And those are powerful lessons for everyday life because everyday life. I mean, we wake up and we don't know necessarily how the day is going to go. We don't know the challenges that are going to come, you know, and it's how we react to those challenges that makes all the difference in the world. And I think, you know, going on adventure travel trips is a perfect classroom for life.
And so when we have all these different challenges that you've set out and done yourself, what's one of the, can you share a story with us or maybe one that's been, that stands out? Maybe that's one that's been a bit more challenging that you might have learned a bit more from?
Back many years ago, I had the great honor of doing an adventure race with an incredible person. His name's Eric Weinmeier, and he is the first blind man to reach the summit of Mount Everest. And it's funny, I just kind of reached out to, you know, after I heard him speak, initially I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, I do this adventure racing thing, and it's kind of a team sport, and I think it's something that's right up your alley, and I'd really love to go out and do a project with you and get you involved in doing something like this. And he actually, you know, he agreed to do it. So we set out upon a mission to compete in the toughest adventure race in the world at the time, which was called Primal Quest. You know, I didn't know how this was going to go. I had no experience leading a blind man, and he had no experience doing an adventure race. I mean, he'd spent a lot of time out in the mountains. You know, I think he just finished climbing the Seven Summits. So he had a lot of experience, along with one of his friends, and now my good friend Jeff Evans, and then my good friend and my racing partner Cammy Ronchetto. We set upon this mission to be basically, you know, the first team in the world to complete and finish an adventure race with a disabled athlete. And our first race ended up being this 5-day long race up in Greenland, which is this incredibly spectacular environment, but for a blind man, incredibly tough. You know, Greenland is not the green place; it's the icy place. You know, Iceland is the green place. But we were in a place in Greenland. It was an island off the shore, which was very, very, very rocky. You know, and it ended up being an incredible challenge for Eric and us as a team. You know, we had to guide him through these mazes of boulder fields, you know, along the coast of the Arctic Ocean up in Greenland. We made it through 3 days of that race. And after 3 days, it had kind of just built up to a point where, you know, the terrain was just beating the heck out of him. And we had to come to a point where we had to basically decide as a team whether we were going to try and continue forward in the race or whether we were going to quit. And we had this other race, our ultimate goal, 6 weeks later, which was this Primal Quest race. So we basically had to come to this decision where we ended up quitting the race because we needed to kind of preserve Eric and our team for this bigger challenge 6 weeks later. And it really ended up being a godsend because we learned so much more through failing. And I would say that was the greatest lesson that I learned in working with Eric is you got to go out and be prepared to fail. But it's through that failure that I think we learn the most. in life. So 6 weeks later, you know, we went to the Sierras of California and participated in this longer race. This was a 10-day race through the Sierra Nevada mountains, doing, you know, everything, kayaking and mountain biking and caving and orienteering and climbing, you know, for 10 days nonstop. Basically, you sleep like 2 hours a day in these races. So they're pretty extreme, but they're also very raw. They're very raw. You know, so it just peels away lots and lots of layers. So a lot of things happen in that race. A lot of unexpected things happen. You know, our bike broke down several times. And, I remember being in this whitewater paddling section with Eric and losing my paddle in the first rapid. You know, so I'm in this, you know, class 3-4, whitewater river, with a blind guy in my kayak, and I don't have a paddle. Which can be a problem. But miraculously, you know, one rapid later, we found another paddle. It was just kind of crazy. You know, and all kinds of challenges show up in these types of events, you know, so you kind of have to do this problem solving, on the spot. And, you know, you have to think, very dynamically, and considering everything, everybody who's on the team and what your goal is, So through that experience, you know, we raced for 10 days and we finished, I think 3 hours before the final cutoff. And we finished 42nd out of 80 teams in that race. I don't know that we would have finished that race if we hadn't gone out and tried and failed, first. So that was a big, huge, huge lesson. So I think that's kind of the thing that I've really learned through adventure, and through fitness and through, you know, pursuing life, is just to go out and not be afraid to fail.
And what about, speaking of failure, what was it like to quit your job and sell everything?
Well, yeah, so that was something that came a little bit later in my life. You know, I'd been kind of struggling, you know, to really pursue my real passion in life. You know, I've been blessed, up until that point, you know, to have a really great job, basically do everything that I was taught to do in life. I just kind of hit a dead end, at a point in my life where, you know, I was questioning really the meaning of life. And this came to me at a time, you know, where I was really struggling with some things in life. I just lost my girlfriend, to pancreatic cancer. And, it was a really difficult experience. She was really an amazing, person, kind of a larger than life person. That experience of going through that and watching somebody kind of let go of everything in life, you know, kind of completely surrender everything, you know, and let go, changed me. And, I decided not long after that life is really short. You know, we really have to go out and pursue our passion in life and live life to the fullest. So at the peak of my career, you know, where I was doing really well and kind of had this really great life, I decided to give it all up.
What kind of job?
And pursue my dream. I did environmental sustainability work, for Fortune 500 companies. So I was working for the largest biotech company in the world at the time, and I was building their environmental sustainability corporate social responsibility program. You know, I was really just questioning, you know, what was my passion in life, and I realized that my passion in life was the outdoors. And adventure and helping people transform their lives. You know, the other part of my business is I'm a coach, you know, and I've been through an enormous amount of life experience, an enormous amount of challenge and adversity in my life. And I don't think my journey through life has been easy. But I think there's purpose in that. I think there's purpose in all the things we go through in life, you know, the fears we have, the anxiety we have, the self-doubt we have. I think it leads us to the experiences that really color our lives and give more meaning and fulfillment to our lives. So I just reached a point where I really just wanted to step in. You know, I realized life is short and I just wanted to go for it. And I just wanted to have, you know, a bigger adventure. So I just decided to sell everything I own, sell my house, and move to South America. And that's where this idea of building an adventure travel company was born. You know, I originally started kind of guiding trips in Peru, and my intention was to kind of have you know, kind of a B&B down there and guide trips down in Peru. But the more that I learned about their culture, the more that I opened up to kind of these different ways of seeing the world, you know, the way that indigenous people see the world, it just really opened me up, and I really wanted to explore taking people on these more immersive adventures, and I wanted to do it in more places than just Peru, you know. So I've been to all these amazing places throughout my life. I like to say that I've been to all the land. You know, I've been to Greenland, I've been to Iceland, I've been to Newfoundland, I've been to New Zealand. You know, and there's this amazing rich culture and diversity in these places. And I really just wanted the foundation of my business to expose people to these different ways of seeing the world.
Very cool. Sounds like you got so much going on, Rob. Unfortunately, we are short of time, but I did want to give you a chance to talk to our listeners here just for a minute if they're interested in connecting with you. I know you have a book here. I know that you're doing your travels around the world. What if someone wants more details about what you're doing and how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can find me at wakedadventures.com/explore. You can find out about my trips there. You can find about my coaching. I offer a couple of things in terms of my coaching. I have a free ebook, which is a practical mindfulness guide. Also, I'm offering all your listeners a 20% discount on I offer an energy assessment, which is really just a way to help people kind of understand where they're being limited in their lives and how to kind of break through those limitations. So if you go to my website and use the coupon code podcast, you can get a 20% discount on that.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the interview portion of this interview. Thanks to Rob so much for coming on and sharing his adventures with us, his expertise and everything that he's doing in living the life of an adventurer. I think there's so many benefits to getting outdoors and breathing fresh air and seeing new things that really opens up our eyes and changes our perspective on life. Unfortunately for Rob, he had to go through a difficult time with his girlfriend who he ended up losing. And I think that, like, those situations, they're really, unfortunately, how difficult or how challenging it is in our life. But I really feel that we go through those things in life for a reason. And Rob, you know, he really changed his life. He was in a corporate position. He didn't really love his job. He probably didn't love his life. And he moved on and he started living the life of his dreams because of that. He realized life was too short and we really need to go after the things that we enjoy in life. And again, it goes back to sometimes we hear this quite often that someone has a scare with their health. They may have a heart attack or maybe a family issue or a family member had some kind of health issue. And that's when they decide to start living a healthier lifestyle. And I think those things happen for a reason. And then it goes back to you know, Rob, for example, and he had a difficult situation and he changed his life as well because of it. And I think it's so important to learn from life's lessons and follow your dreams and your passions and understand that life is short and we really need to do these things to live our life to the fullest, because I think we're all going to wake up at some point in our lives and be like, wow. And if we haven't already, know like this life is going by way too fast. And for me, I feel the same way. Sometimes I wish I could pause my life, honestly. Some of the things that I've been able to do and the things that, like, the new adventures I take, and I feel like this is such an awesome part of my life. I wish I could just pause it and carry on with it so I'm not, don't get any older. I don't, you know, lose time or miss time with my family or friends or loved ones. There's so much to do in this life. I feel like we get such a small window, and the years, like the weeks, months, years, they go by so quick. So we have to take advantage of the time we have. And I think it's pretty cool. We had Rob on here sharing that with us and sharing his story of what he's been able to do and how he's changed his life and follow his passion, which means a lot to each one of us. Cause I think if we followed our passions, we'd be much healthier society, much happier. There'd be less crime. There'd be less anger. And that's something that I think we can all learn from. One of the things I wanted to mention, I really wanted to ask Rob, I didn't get a chance, but getting away to the mountains or spending time in the mountains, at least up here where we're at, we're fortunate to have the mountains only a couple hours away. Some of you may not have mountains, or some of you may have mountains, or maybe you have a beach, or maybe you have something that you can get away to. I really feel that resets everything. I feel like when I get a chance to go to the mountains, I come back and I feel energized and alive and awake on a different level than I would otherwise. And I don't know what it is about the mountains in particular, but it's so energizing. There's fresh air out there, and there's snow, and there's, you know, white snow and green trees. Like these are the things you can't see on TV, or you don't get a chance to experience sitting at home or not getting out and experiencing life. So when we're feeling stagnant, when we're not really motivated, when we don't have that inspiration, get away if you can. Go to the mountains, go to the beach, get somewhere where you can be a little bit isolated from noise and people and everything that's going on in social media. I know a lot of you be listening to this too. Well, maybe on your radio, you may be listening to this as a podcast. So wherever you are, it's always a good idea to get away and kind of unplug and re-energize yourselves, because I really feel that we're kind of constantly drained on a regular basis. Like if you're looking through your newsfeed and sometimes it's emotionally draining. Sometimes we're watching a TV show or a movie. Again, it's emotionally draining. And then of course we're surrounded by technology on a regular basis. I don't think that's energizing. I really don't. Even if you find something inspiring, like exploring mind and body. But seriously, I really feel that this technology drains us on a regular basis, which is why our health continues to decline, as I would say a small reason. Of course, there's nutrition and the activity in day-to-day life, and sometimes we work out, sometimes we don't. But if we find ways to get away and energize and reset, like heading to the mountains or going on a weekend adventure, or maybe it's a hike, who knows, maybe it's a walk around your block, whatever it is, getting outside and feeling or enjoying the fresh air and understanding what it's like to get outside. Many times we go from our house to our car to our place of work, which is inside. But think about that. There's so many of us that's all that we do. Like that's the only chance we get to get outside and to experience fresh air and the sun on ourselves and like inside, not behind windows. So if you get a chance, take that long walk or go away on the weekend as a family or by yourself if you can, because that's really going to help rejuvenate you and open your eyes and lift your life up or light your light up in a different way. Again, I want to thank you so much for being here. I just want to mention a few things that we have going on. You can all past shows we're going to be going on exploringmindandbody.com. So if you ever miss a show, you can certainly go back and check out past shows there. We also have a free app that's just downloadable on any Apple device. So you can download the Exploring Mind and Body app. You get notifications anytime the show pops up. So that's a great way to always catch the shows. And then we also have trueformlife.com. More details about our monthly membership exclusively for Exploring Exploring Mind and Body listeners. We offer that the first month for $1. I'm going to leave you with that. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddeo, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddeo, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddeo, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.